Morning, Brian.
Yeah, good morning, Manny. Okay, we got a couple, another minute here before we wanted to start. I'm going to be starting in a few minutes. Marty, do you have any, how's the weather over there where you're at?
Fine. It's typical weather for Michigan.
Okay.
Bright and sunny one day, cold and wet the next, et cetera,
yeah.
Et cetera.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, Rate Alert's our headquarters here, and where we're calling in is from just outside of Detroit, Michigan. But it looks like we're going to be getting started here. I know everyone's pressed for time. Being in the insurance business myself, at one time, I know you're running around some days, and it feels like you got nothing done, and next thing you know, it's time to go home. So we want to respect that time, and we're going to keep this call to, I promised Marty, under 30 minutes. Hopefully I can get long-winded and tend to talk more, but I promised Marty we'd have him off about 10:30. This call was reserved to 200 personal lines agencies. Marty is the director of our agency field operations, business development for the Southwest states. So this call, we had 200 people register. The call is limited right now for the state of Texas, and Georgia, and New Mexico, those three states. So we're going to get started. I want to just give you a brief background on who the heck Rate Alert is, and then we're going to kind of talk about how you can close more of these Internet leads. Most of the people, I would say 90% of them on the call today, are already experienced what we say purchasing Internet leads, but everyone out there, don't feel bad. We're all trying to scratch our heads to think, how the heck can we sell more of these darn Internet leads? Rate Alert is not the only lead company. We're fairly new in the space, especially in the South. We started back in 2008. What I want to do, my name is Brian. I'm the agent development director for Rate Alert, and I'm going to be the moderator on this call today. I asked Marty Hannigan, who's our vice president of agent development, to join us. Brief background on Marty. He actually works with our agents, growing our agent network. And if you haven't talked to him, I'm sure you're going to be talking to him in the future. But I wanted to really get into the nuts and bolts of it. And, Marty, and then at the end, this is what we're going to talk about, I would say, how the top insurance agents are growing during this economy. Then we're going to follow up with what to say in the email to generate the most response. Top three things you need to say when leaving a voicemail for your prospect. How to earn 100% on your return on your investment with the Internet leads from Rate Alert. And why we feel the Internet is the local insurance agent's biggest opportunity in a long, long time. I know some days it doesn't feel like that. But I think you have a great opportunity in the last 20 years of being in business. The Internet is just going to keep on growing and growing. So you wanted to make sure you're a part of that if you want to grow your agency. But I just wanted the first one I want to talk about is how the top insurance agents are growing during the recession. Now, I'm constantly in touch with agents across the country, and I've basically heard it all, done it all myself. Back in early 1990s, we used to spend over $1,500 a month in yellow page advertising. We've canceled that and dropped that program. It just doesn't pay for itself. You as agents have to be aware of where the consumers are going, and the consumers aren't looking in the yellow pages anymore. They're not opening your direct mail piece anymore that you spend thousands of dollars in what I call pay and pray marketing, where you shell out the money, you come in the office and ask everybody, hey, did we get any calls from those letters we mailed out? You know, yeah, we got one call and they were already with, you know, State Farm. They're already with us being a farmer's agent. So it's very frustrating. So as agents, what the heck do we do? How do we market? Well, where are your consumers? Where's your book of business, your prospects going? They're jumping online first. So you need to be some type of Internet marketing strategy. Now, Rate Alert spends hundreds of thousands of dollars a month driving traffic to our site and our site's going to match them with a local agent, whether it be you or another local agent. That's going to be your business decision. But we've had a tremendous growth and increase, and it's only going to get better. I think Progressive Insurance did a study and just recently came out. I think they gave out over 300,000 quote requests in a single day. I mean, 85% of the consumers out there are starting their search. I'm talking about product line, auto insurance, mostly on the PC side. Auto insurance, they're jumping on the internet first. So you really need to have a strategy and be there. But I'm not going to, this call today isn't about whether the internet leads, whether you should be buying them, because most of the listeners on the call today are already using a service. We just kind of figure out how to get more business out of these leads. First thing I want to say is what to say in an email to generate the most response. Now, Marty, do you want me to handle that, or did you want to start on that?
No, you can do that, Brian.
Okay.
But before, I always like to start right from the beginning, which is how are agents going to grow during this recession? And we all hear the fancy, terms, quote, I choose not to participate in this recession. Mm-hmm. And then from there you go out and you become, proactive. There's one major observation that I want to make, and that is if you have not already done so within your agency,
mm-hmm.
to grow during recession, to grow during good times, and this is going to sound funny, but you got to dump that service-minded culture that we all grew up with,
mm-hmm.
And adapt and get your people to adapt I call it a sales culture. You have to, the staff member, or if it's in your entire staff, they're going to be working your internet leads. If they don't think that these leads are the great Glengarry leads, you won't have any success in your office. We know that if your producers and your customer service reps, they all want that referral lead, okay? Because it's easy to quote. The
mm-hmm.
people want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's less work on your staff.
Mm-hmm.
When you get involved with the internet leads, your mindset has to change. You have to be, to me, it's like cold calling in on commercial accounts.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be persistent. You got to be in their face, and you got to be quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I know Brian, you're going to get into that, but we can come back to that. But
would you say that internet leads are harder to work than a referral?
They're from a customer service standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You get a referral. That referral walks in. The old way of doing business. They
mm-hmm.
walk through your door. They sit down. You give them a cup of coffee.
Free road atlas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, whatever. But the deal is, it's easier on your staff. Okay.
Yeah.
Now you're asking your staff to relate to a printed piece of an email,
mm-hmm.
printed piece of document that says, "Hey, I can't touch this person yet."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I have to jump on it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and as you get into how best to work the leads,
mm-hmm.
and that's that, and how the closing ratio. We all know internet leads is not as high as a referral.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally, you got to get your staff to accept. To accept that lower closing ratio.
Mm-hmm.
That you're going to have to work harder if you want, five new policies today. You're going to have to do, with an internet lead, 10 times the amount of work that's going to be required.
Mm-hmm.
And if your people know that going in, and you can get them postured to say, great, here's, you did 15 quotes today, and you got 5 policies, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as good as sitting and taking an hour with that referral when they walk in, and now they bat, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I would start in this recession. Change, hopefully work on, change the culture, and it's not going to be overnight. And you're going to have to...
Well, if we could all live on referrals, that's what I would do, you know. Hey, don't do any marketing, cancel all our marketing costs, and only work referrals. But you can't grow. I think you can't survive nowadays.
No.
Just on referrals. You can't rely on them.
Right.
I wish you could, but...
Well, you have to, as you know, Brian, you have to be where your prospects are.
Right.
Okay. And where are our prospects? Our prospects are out on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is being driven to the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the agents that want to grow are on the call. It's like preaching to the choir. I didn't mean to digress, Brian, but... you were going to tell them what to, how to open up their calls, or
yeah. So and also, just so you know, on that page, you can, if you have any questions for us, we're going to answer a couple of questions that we got pre-call. The agents on the call had already submitted questions they wanted us to address, and we are going to get to that. But if you have any questions in real time, you can click that Q&A question box that should be on your screen. And just get it, and Karen will forward it to me. So just be aware of that. But I did want to touch base on what the heck do you say? This is an art. You know, closing Internet leads is an art. You have to have a system set up for doing this. It's if you want to see the results that are possible. You have to get in the mind of who this person went on the Internet. If they wanted to talk to you, they would have called you. Right? They want that anonymity first to get their information, but they still want to buy through the local agent. So they're information gatherers. They go on Rate Alert and they submit the information. Some of them want to get their quotes by you calling them. Some of them just say, hey, email them. I'll call you if I'm interested. Some of them don't want to see anything until they get something in writing. Some of them aren't looking to make a decision maybe until their policies come up for renewal, so they could be 30, 60 days out. So every lead is different. Every consumer is different, how they want to receive their quotes. So just kind of be aware of that. So don't get frustrated when the lead comes through. And we send them to you in real time. And I've tested this. In when the lead comes through, that person's still on the computer. They just hit submit. If I pick up the phone and call them right away, because you mentioned, Marty, call them right away is the key. Whoever's fastest wins. That's not always the case. It's always good to get to them that same day. But if you be prepared, I think you get about out of 100 leads, you're going to get probably 50% of the leads you're going to get voicemails on. I'm just saying, even if the phone numbers are correct, people aren't going to pick up their phone. And the 200 agents are on the call today, Marty, are on the call probably for a reason. They, like you said, preaching in the choir, you all realize that, man, these are frustrating. Nobody answers their phone. Well, how the heck can you sell a policy to somebody who you can't have a discussion with? Right, Marty? You never win. You have to be able to talk to them.
You got to develop, everybody develops their own sales strategy.
Mm-hmm.
With Internet leads, it's no different. We call it a six-point plan.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian's addressing the first point on the plan is call them immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Get them.
I wanted to get that guy on the phone. It was like a game.
You want to get if you get him on the phone, that's almost like a home run.
Yeah. Because I would close 50% of the guys I could talk to.
Well, if you can get to them first, and everybody's different, but first words out of my mouth is I look on the quote, I review it, and I try to find something, even if it's a perfect submission, I try to find something to talk to them about,
mm-hmm.
such as, you know, the there's a one spouse, one car, and they tell you that they're married.
Mm-hmm.
Well, immediately, if I get them on the phone, the purpose of my call is, what is your spouse's name? Where is his car? We want the multi-car discount. That's to establish that, to create that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing, before I hang up, because I don't even have the quote done, I'm mm-hmm. just trying to get there first. And my own words now are, I beg them not to make a decision until you get my quote and I get back to you. because we've all had that experience of calling them and they've already decided. Some people are like that. Some people, you know, they want to go get their tabs or the license plate and the first quote through the door, that's what they're going to go with.
Mm-hmm.
But initially, on that first call, if you can get to them, you want to establish who you are, how you're going to help them,
mm-hmm.
and don't make a decision until you get my quote, and then you can commit to when you're going to get back to them, in an hour and, you know, 3 hours by the end of the day.
And that's fine if you can have a conversation with them.
Right.
I was kind of addressing the fact of the
now you're on your second point.
Well, the hidden art of leaving a voicemail. What do you say on it? So I always said, you know, we always come home from work and get these certain companies leaving voicemails. You got to be upbeat. You got to be excited. If you call and say, hey, this is Janet from State Farm, call me back when you get a chance, bye, you ain't going to get a call back from that. I used to say, I did work at State Farm for when I was in college. I would say, this is Brian from State Farm. I understand you were looking for a second opinion on the insurance for your, and I would mention their cars, make it personable, on your 2007 Ford Taurus. Call me back so I can make sure you get all the discounts you're eligible for. Now, I'm going to say that again. I'm going to say, this is Brian from State Farm. I understand you're looking to get a second opinion. I didn't say, this is Brian from State Farm. I got your information over the Internet. That scares people away. I got your information. I understand you're looking for a second opinion. Not for a quote, a second opinion on the insurance for your, and you mentioned the car. Call me back so I can make sure you get all the discounts you're eligible for. That is my curiosity voicemail, a curiosity approach. And that was out of all the voicemails, Marty, I tested over the 12 years I was doing this, that was the number one. I got
the best
response from
that.
Yep. So
now, would you use that same, you know, now, like the talk about leaving the voicemail, mm-hmm. the second part of the point plan is emailing the actual quote.
Mm-hmm.
Would you use that same language on your email?
Yeah, attached to your quote. I want to make sure you get all the discounts. Call me to begin coverage. I would always go with the close. We did a study of about 1,000 agents, and only 3% even asked them, would you like to buy this policy? That's amazing, isn't it? Only 3% of the agents asked for the business. Would you like to get this started today? We can take your credit card right over the phone.
Yeah.
Would you like to come in the office?
That goes back to your sales culture,
mm-hmm.
and we all fall in the same sloppy habits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
You drive your staff to get the quote out the door, blah, 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 and there are days you totally forget
mm-hmm.
to ask for the business. But,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I got a call from a question from George in Texas here, and he wants to know, how many phone attempts do you make before you give up on them?
That's an outstanding question.
Mm-hmm.
Because time management is everything, and you want to want to set your strategy. Now,
mm-hmm.
if we go with, like I say, our six-point plan, we call them immediately, and you leave a voicemail, you talk to them. Let's call that your first touch. Then you actually want to do the quote and send it via email. That's the fastest. And speaking of that email, when you talk, if you can get them on the phone, confirm what email they check every day. Sometimes the email,
mm-hmm.
people have multiple emails, and if they're out online, they send you to the, you know, maybe their least frequent email that they check.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So confirm that. But you send an email with a quote. We actually still use the U.S. Postal Service, and we want to physically mail the quote to them. With that, we get our business card, and we... some agents include a magnet.
Mm-hmm.
That paper gets in their house.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we want. We like the magnet because everybody's got magnets on their refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
You're in that house, right? Now, you initially call them or voicemail. You mail the quote. You email the quote. Normally, over a space of 2-3 days, we usually do two follow-up voicemails.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're trying to get to them. An assumption that you don't get to them, we have management, you know, people use a management system to diary and follow up. And over the space of a week, if you've done the first three, if you leave two additional phone calls, then we say that's enough. We then do what we call our six-point plan, and we send a final email. I call it the final email plea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's internet leads. If you call them 10 times, now you've really annoyed them.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's too important that you can't ignore them, you know. So there's that fine line. So I'd say the two follow-up calls, if they're still not getting back, you know they got your email because that of the quote, you physically mailed the quote, and the final email plea that we send them is something to the effect, you know, we've been trying to reach, you know, you put that desperation in there. You know, we've been trying to reach you for a week. It's sitting on my desk. I need to discuss it with you.
Right.
So that we can wrap this up and we can move on. You know,
right. You're painting an image of it sitting on my desk and nobody like wants their personal information. They'll call you back. And your whole goal with that is to get them to call you back. I don't care if they would call me back and say, Brian, don't ever call me again. At least I could close out my file so I wouldn't bother keep calling them. And nobody likes wasting their time calling on unresponsive prospects. Then I could funnel my energy towards someone that wanted to talk to me. So it was a weeding out process, you know, when they would call me back. But Adam, he's an Allstate agent in Georgia, just asked a question here. And he wants to know, how much are these internet leads? Well, I'm going to talk about the pricing and how much and the return on your investment and the way we used to look at it. And we grew probably about an average 20% every year for over 12 years. And predominantly 80% of our new business came from internet leads. And the way we looked at it is the average cost for an internet lead is going to range for a personal auto, preferred auto, anywhere from $10 to $12, and that's what they are with Rate Alert. Okay? If you buy 100 leads for a month, our investment in the leads were $120. Our average first-year commission on an auto policy was 12%. From the carriers, the average premium, about $1,000 a year. So our average commission we would bring in was $120. And we would quote 100 of these leads, and we'd probably close about 10%. So we'd get out of 100, we would get, you know, 10 policies, and it would cost us $1,200. Is that right, Mary? Yeah, $1,200. 100 leads.
Yeah, when you get into this,
$1,200. So we spent $1,200, but we brought in $1,200 in commissionable income. So we broke even the first year. It's that second year when that policy renews that $1,200 is already on the books, and that's where we're getting 100% return on our money. If they're with us for the second year and third year and fourth year and fifth year, that just triples our revenue. So retention's the key. But any marketing you do, whether you buy internet leads or anything else, after you pay your staff, your overhead, everything that goes into acquiring the lead, you really are, if you look into it, you're breaking even on any sale that you make the first year. It's not that the second year that the lifetime value of that customer is when you're making your money.
And there's also, you know, you can give the figures to any accountant that you want, and everybody can compute a different return on investment. The bottom line is, as you said, Brian, if I can break even the first year, make money in the second and third year, that is terrific. You also, as we know, the different insurance companies, they're all running around saying the same things. We need growth. We need profitable growth. So the internet leads help us. They help us meet that growth requirement.
Okay. Lawrence, not to interrupt you, Lawrence from State Farm want to know lead credit options. some of his companies offer lead credits. Does Radio Alert offer lead credits? That's a good question, Lawrence. We do. You can manage in your back office. And I think his real question is what constitutes a lead credit. If the phone number is disconnected, that's definitely a lead credit, and we have a great policy on issuing out lead credits. June from Georgia, Marty wanted to know, she's an independent agent. She wants to know how many agents receive the lead.
How many agents receive the lead? I believe once they're right now, it's a great opportunity to sign up with Rate Alert.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's only you may be lucky. You may be the only agent in your zip code, but I know ultimately they're going to cap it at eight other agents.
Yeah, but right now, on average, probably say it's two or three, or
right.
One to two.
But the other part about Rate Alert, which I know we're pushing close to half hour, is if there's three or four State Farm agents, I always use State Farm because they're the big dogs.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Only one agent, one State Farm agent, will get that lead. So you're not going to have, and based on your auction price and the timing when you sign up, there's only going to be that prospect is only going to get one State Farm lead.
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to get one AAA lead, only one Allstate. I said lead, but I meant quote.
Okay.
So
Nancy,
you don't have to worry about
speaking of Allstate.
Another.
Speaking of Allstate, Nancy, I'm glad you made it on the call. I've talked to you many times. I'm glad you can make it. Nancy wanted, and she's with Allstate in Texas, I believe. Looks like Texas. How many leads do you get in my zip code? I think she wants to know how many zip. You mean Nancy? How many zip codes? How many zip codes can you select, Marty? Can you take the by cities?
Well, you can. You can select the entire state. You can select. This is when you're registering. You can do it by cities.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go in and specifically select the zip codes that you want. There may be, in any county, there may be a pocket where you absolutely know you don't want to market to,
mm-hmm.
That the pricing from your company does not favor that zip code, so you don't want to waste your time marketing there,
okay.
if that answers that question. But before you
got 2 minutes,
Brian,
here.
Yep. I'll try to speak fast.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the agents, the growth, okay? One of the things that, I don't know, it could be the old business model,
mm-hmm.
that I need to have a physical plant,
mm-hmm.
and my territory is 1 square mile, okay? Our prospects are out there on the Internet. This allows you to increase your sales without increasing the physical capital that you invested in rent, or if you're buying buildings, that you can cross county lines if your companies allow you to do that. So it opens up your area of the world, okay, and expand that. Now, getting back to this return on investment, we know some agents, I think of it like this, I paid for that lead. That's my acquisition cost, okay? I've got you in my quoting software. I got your name and address. You just aren't going to, you don't want to buy from me today. We know that their circumstances change. Our company's profiling of that prospect change. They change all the time. You know, today they're real happy with 50-year-olds. Tomorrow, the company will wake up and say, well, we're going to put them in a higher tier. So because of the dynamics, we know that the most successful agents have some way of re-quoting that lead. You got them, you emailed, you got a business card or a magnet in the house. they pinned it to themselves 6 months, a year, they're requoting. You don't have any acquisition costs. You're just updating your quote, new rates from your companies. And we have seen where it's not uncommon where they will, customer or prospect will finally call and we can track it. Geez, it's been 2 years. We did the original. We did what I call two requotes. And we finally, their circumstances changed. Their pain hit at the right time. And we had built up rapport over 2 or 3 years just in quoting. So don't give up on them just because they choose not to buy today.
Mm-hmm.
You've got this, it's not the orphan policyholders, but it's a similar, aspect where you're building your prospect database and you want to keep working that and mining that every 6 months to a year.
Mm-hmm.
And there is the there is the value, and that's what the successful agents are doing. You got time for one more question, Brian, or are we done?
We got one more that came in. It's Colleen, Albuquerque, New Mexico. She wanted to know if she gets to, she's currently with another service, and I'm not going to mention their name on the call, but they want to know, they have to, the company makes them take as many leads that come in for the day, so she wanted to know if I can put a daily maximum with the regular leads, or do I have to take all that come in, you know, for a weekend, or if I want to, go away for a week and my staff's not there, no one to do the quote. This other lead service made them buy it, all the leads that came in. And basically she's asking, can I control my cost somehow? So can I set a daily maximum?
Absolutely, Brian. That's what I mean. That is the real value because every agent is different. I call them vacation holds. If you don't want leads on a weekend, if you don't want if you're going to be out of the office, if you only have one person assigned to the quoting, you stop and start as you want. To control the cost, you indicate how many leads per day that you want. And if you have one zip code, you're not.
Can they get blocked out of a zip code? Like Colleen said, she's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And
In theory, no. As you sign up, and that's the key to signing up now and trying to get as many zip codes as you can. Because based on the auction system, if two, let's say, Allstate agents sign up for the same zip code, they each want one lead. The first lead that comes in is going to go to the auction price is the same $9 that each one bids.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go to that agent that signed up first. And
you mean if there's a tie?
In the event of a tie.
Yeah.
And if he wants only one lead, he'll get his lead first. And then if the second person in, they only want one lead, they'll get the very next lead going in. Now,
so I have to keep going in and bidding.
Yeah, but
every
so now
day.
Let's say, but one of the advantages of Rate Alert is this: I'm the last agent in, and I still want that zip code, right? I only want two leads a day, but I'm willing to say, it's let's say a year from now, another agent comes in and wants that zip code, and there's if I decided I want to bid $10. And everybody else is still bidding $9, even though I came a year later, I'll get my two quotes first. And then it'll go down to basically the tiebreaker rules. So it has tremendous flexibility, and you can control your cost, just like you can control your zip code. You're not required to take every lead in an existing zip code. That way... in your home market, you may be strong in one or two, but you want to test your pricing in outlining zip codes.
Okay.
So you can say, great, here's those zip codes. I only want one for the day, and I'll do my own little marketing to see how competitive my rates are.
Last thing is Matt from Farmers want to know how does he get started? How does where does he go if he wants more information or has more questions or wants to set up his free account? Can he call you, Marty? Can I give him your direct line?
Call, no question. The fastest would be go to RateAlert, RateAlert, RateAlert.com.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the agent section. There's frequently asked questions.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's obviously a little button up there that says join now.
Mm-hmm.
You get to select your target area, which is your zip codes, your products, you know, which would be your auto, your home, et cetera, the number of quantities. And the last is the billing. We need a credit card to charge. There's no prepayment fees. There's no advance deposits. Once a month, RateAlert will bill the credit card, and it's usually out on your credit card statement by the 7th of the month. That's it. There's no paperwork. There's always paperwork, but there's no commitment. There's no contracts. There's no we know you cancel any time. We know your needs change. Again, with that vacation hold, you know, you can stop it as long as a month if you want, which is the you know, which is fine. We just don't want to lose your spot in line.
Okay.
So,
but we got
then they give me a call.
Yeah, we got. What's your number? That they can call you.
Well, let me give you the 800.
Okay.
736-4904. Extension 531.
Okay. 531, and everybody else. I'm Brian. My extension's 310. You can contact me or Marty at any time. But I just wanted to appreciate everybody to get on the call, and we did keep it to, looks like, 37 minutes, Marty. If this recording is going to be up probably another hour if you want to listen to it or replay. I'd be glad to send it over to you. If you have any questions, you know, we look forward to helping you guys grow, because if it's not for you guys are our clients, and if we can get you growing, you know, it'd be a win-win for everybody. So, once again, thanks for being on the call. Thank you, Marty, for jumping on the call with us. I know you're out of town. And we'd like to get together and maybe have these once a month. So, look forward to talking to you guys in the future. Have a great day, everybody.